Tourists in Hawaii are no longer confined to resort hotspots like Waikiki or Ko'olina. They've now discovered once quiet neighborhoods, including Lanikai. Thomas Chester is a longtime Lanikai resident and the community association's president. He says tourism is taking a toll here.
I don't want you to get the idea that we don't want tourists or anything like that, because that's really not the case. And we really, really do enjoy the tourists, and if they're having fun, it's great for our state. But at some point, we have to come to grips with the numbers and where we're going to put these people and where they're going to park and what we're going to do with the trash.
Such questions are commonly asked by residents statewide, but now UH researchers are looking for hard data. Dolan Ebersol, extension agent with the UH Sea Grant Program, is leading the study.
While it's obvious that there are some economic benefits to having increased visitors, there's also hard-to-gauge impacts to the local resources. So we're asking people through a series of surveys what their sentiment is, where they see problems related to the visitor industry, whether it's traffic or parking or all of the above.
Ebersol is surveying both visitors and residents in Kailua, Lanikai, and Waimanalo. The research aims to develop recommendations for the city on how to better manage tourism on the windward side.
I think what we're learning now is visitors, and this is true island-wide, if not statewide, is visitors are largely completely unregulated, meaning they can go wherever they want, whenever they want.
Some residents worry the crowd of visitors is changing the character of their communities. Waimanalo resident Kukana Kamatou says she doesn't even leave home on the weekends because of the traffic congestion, packed beaches, and long lines at the store.
It doesn't feel like ours anymore. We're fighting to keep it ours. And when I'm not trying to be exclusive, you know, just we're trying to keep it what it was and what it was meant to be.
Kamatou completed her UH survey, but she's skeptical that resident concerns will change anything. Ebersol, however, is optimistic the research can address some of these issues.
We're hopeful that this research can lead to better informed decision making and hopefully develop some solutions that will end up being something better for the community and something the community can see some value.
Residents have through September to complete their surveys. Community sessions on the results are planned for later this year. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.